everyone. It's the weekend, and welcome to the Dr. Linda Mental Show. I'm your host, Dr. Linda Mental, the relationship doctor, and I'm here along with my co-host, Chris Weigel. And every weekend, Chris and I are here. We're doing life together. And as always, we're so glad that people have joined us.
Dr. Linda, it's amazing that it's already this far into June. And here we are on this weekend, as you know, celebrating Father's Day. And whether your dad is alive or he's no longer with us, we always set aside this Sunday each year to honor our dads. And the Europeans, I don't know if you knew this or not, I just learned, the Europeans celebrated Father's Day on March 19th since the Middle Ages.
So why March?
Who knows?
Okay, this is not a history show. This is not a history show. We have no idea
exactly.
Why.
If you're free on March 19th, let's have Father's Day.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on there. It's usually spring break.
Yeah.
So you can spring break with your father.
True.
There
good
you
point.
Go.
That would,
okay.
That would be a good idea. But here in the United States, it's always the third Sunday in June when we celebrate Father's Day.
So, Chris, is your dad still living? No, I'm asking that question. And haven't I met your dad?
Yeah, like so I think it was 3 weeks ago.
Hopefully he's still living.
Actually, dad is very youthful for his age, but there's one thing that I don't want to get from him, and that's his jeans. Okay. I do want his jeans, I should say, because he is youthful for his age, but I don't want his blue jeans.
Okay.
That's what I meant to say.
Okay, so yeah. So he's around and he's
right.
With you, and
yes.
Are you going to spend the weekend with him?
Yes, definitely.
Oh, good.
Probably end up on a river somewhere.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And doing fishing or something like that, or
right.
Just boating? Are you boaters?
No, we don't just boat.
We don't just boat.
No, you better have a fishing rod in your hand.
Well, actually, my dad loved to fish. We used to fish off of Lake Michigan because we lived on a beach town and we had a pier. We'd go out there and we'd catch bluegill and trout. And But he's 96 years old now and he's living in Maine. So I'm real excited that I'm going to be with him this weekend. And I can't say enough of how grateful I am that we still have him with us because not everybody's dad lives to 96. And the great part of my dad is that his mind is still really sharp.
Wow.
So I call him every day. We have conversations. Now he's not moving like he used to, and his mobility is really a problem. But my dad was a really strong example of hard work and determination and just driven to help us kids be successful. He came to this country at the age of two. It tells a really funny story about coming through Ellis Island.
Wow.
And because he didn't speak English, he was really afraid to talk. And they almost sent him away thinking there was something wrong with him.
Really?
They almost didn't let him in the country because of that.
Right.
But he came from Germany. They had nothing when they came. And my dad worked really hard. I remember my grandfather rode a bicycle to work and never even learned how to drive. But what I really admire about my dad is that he worked so hard. He sent all three of us to college.
It's amazing. The entire Ellis Island thing, what a story. That's the American dream.
It is.
He should write a book.
Well, my brother actually, now you can look up anything on the internet. Mm-hmm. My brother actually found the ship that they came over and printed out a picture of it, and we showed it to him. So it's a pretty cool story.
It's a great story.
Yeah.
You know, I remember we discussed Mother's Day gifts last month for Mother's Day.
We did.
But I think getting dad a gift is harder.
You're right. I mean, how many of the world's best dad mugs or ties or anything you can think of like that can you give your dad? It is really hard. And we need to step up our game this year. Do you have any ideas?
Well, as I think about it, we dads have spent a lifetime, driving kids to soccer, ballet, football, baseball, everything kids are into. And handing out tons of advice, whether we want it or not. And maybe we should think about something a little more meaningful this year based on what all they've done. Here's an idea, a good watch.
How about an Apple Watch? Would you want one of those?
Yeah.
I would love to have an Apple Watch, but I don't know if my husband would want to. I'd have to think about that.
Now, this is interesting. How about a coffee frother?
This is the best gift ever, the frother.
Really?
Oh, I bought my one for my husband, and it is like you don't have to go to any of those fancy coffee shops because we can make it just like they do. It's actually an amazing gift.
The coffee frother.
Maybe the mother in the family wants it more than the dad, but I think he really likes it, actually.
Uh-huh. A beard or a mustache trimmer is a good idea.
Would you like that?
Well, maybe an ear trimmer.
I'm
getting into
that.
Doesn't
sound good. I don't know.
And here's something we do have in our house, and this is a great Father's Day idea. The artificial intelligence devices. We have one called Alexa.
Oh, the Alexa. That's the Google one, isn't it, or something?
You talk to it. You do. Walk in and say, hey, now I probably shouldn't do this, but Alexa, turn on the Dr. Linda Mental Show.
And she'll do it?
You never know.
You know,
it very well could happen. Yeah,
I think that would actually be a cool gift.
Right. Now think about this. Here's one. If you grew up flying kites with your dad, wouldn't he love to have a drone?
Oh,
see, I've got a drone.
I think you too.
Oh,
you have a drone.
Great. Oh
my gosh, Sharon's going to have a hard time thinking of stuff to get you.
Right. I
since
know.
You've got everything, I'll tell her you don't want
don't
an Apple Watch though.
Or a coffee frother. Please.
Frother. Okay.
And then there's always the old standard, you know, the grilling. Dads love to grill. You get him grilling accessories. Get him a book with new recipes so he can step up his barbecue
game. Listen, my husband is probably the number one griller of all time.
This is what I hear. Yeah.
What he did on Mother's Day was something that should be in a magazine because we took pictures of it. I should put that on Instagram.
Right.
I'm gonna try to remember to go back and put that on there. He made this seafood medley on the grill with all kinds of stuff. It was like something you would buy in a magazine. My son kept saying, this would cost like $250 if we were out at a restaurant because it was lobster tails and scallops. Mm-hmm. So he would love anything grilling.
Better yet, go ahead and do the Instagram thing, but invite me over someday.
Yeah, that's what everybody was saying when I put it on Facebook.
Right. Well, here's one more idea that you can't go wrong with for dad. That would be a hammock. Give him something to take a break in.
Yeah, that would be a nice one. Those are all great ideas. I have some ideas, I think, now a little bit about what to get Norm. But we're going to look at some other things related to dads when we come back from the break. We've got some great ideas. One of the best gifts you could give your dad was tell him something positive about your life and what you did for his life. And we're going to talk a little bit about lessons from dad when we come back. Social media can be a real source of jealousy in our culture. It's so easy to be envious of a friend's fitness progress, a family member's new car, or a colleague's promotion. Hi, I'm Dr. Linda Mintel, the relationship doctor, and I know I'm not the only one who plays the comparison game on social media. But if our self-worth is measured in the number of hearts our Instagram gets, we're missing the point, big time. Instead of obsessing over the number of thumbs up you get, ask yourself, are my actions worthy of a thumbs up from God? I promise you, he doesn't care what your outfit of the day is or if you're drinking your first Starbucks red cup of the season. God already gave you a double tap when he knit you in your mother's womb. And the only filter we need is Christ himself, who erases our imperfections and makes us holy. Having lots of followers is great, but remember, God asked us to follow him first. And you can tweet that. Anger happens. It's part of being human, but it does not need to control or even ruin your life. Hi, I'm Dr. Linda Mintel, the relationship doctor, with a quick prescription to help you break free from anger. Whether you are seriously out of control, hot-tempered, or just easily annoyed, why not try this biblical strategy to conquer those destructive reactions? A good place to begin is to admit you have an anger problem, and then begin the tough work of finding the root of your anger. The next step is to identify the triggers, you know, the cues that set you off. Your trigger might be other people or situations or even certain thoughts that pop into your mind. Next, calm down. It's like pressing pause on the moment. Take a breath. Count to five in Spanish or maybe some other language. Get your thinking brain back into control. And then finally, create a reaction plan. So in advance, think about ways to combat those familiar angry feelings. And then practice, practice, practice your plan. With God's help, you can break free from anger.
We're celebrating dads on this Father's Day installment of the Dr. Linda Mintel Show. Don't forget, you can always follow Dr. Linda in a variety of ways on Facebook, Twitter, and on Instagram. You can stay connected as we all do life together, Dr. Linda.
Well, thanks for those reminders, Chris. You know, we have so many positive comments about our radio program, but we want to make sure that the information, the advice, the inspiration that we offer is always available to our listeners. And so do check us out on all those social media places that you just mentioned. But also remember, you could always go back and listen to a show on myfaithradio.com on the archives. And so there's podcasts you can listen to anytime you want to. And sometimes those are good to share and send to a friend as well.
Well, we are talking about Father's Day this weekend, so why don't we spend the rest of our time honoring our dads by recalling the lessons that we learned from dad.
A lesson I learned from my dad is to never cut corners. I felt like growing up, he was always a perfect example of that.
Wow, that's an interesting one. Never cut corners.
My dad always taught me about business skills and building relationships in business.
We came from a coal mining family in Pennsylvania. It was tough times as the mines were closing and grandparents and even my own dad I was looking for work. And so we moved from the coal regions to Philadelphia. My dad's work ethic was the biggest thing that he kind of left for me. He faithfully took on jobs from being a milkman to a breadman to menial things to meet the family's needs. And that's probably one of the reasons I have a strong work ethic myself, is that I saw him fulfilling his role of being a provider, a faithful husband, dad, although I wish he had more time to come to my track meets and watch me run. He didn't. He was working hard.
Well, that work ethic is really one that a lot of people talk about, Chris.
You know, there's got to be a balance. I was reading an article recently that talked about how the dad prided himself in having been a hard worker, provided for his kids, and then as an adult, the son resented that.
Yeah, and you heard him say a little bit about the track. Mm-hmm. He couldn't come to my track meets. But
right.
This is one of the things I said about my dad, is that work ethic that he did instill in us. And what's interesting is I saw that being recorded, and I know who that person is who said that. This is a very, very successful man that has educationally just blown it out the water. Mm-hmm. So he got a lot in terms of that work ethic that he put into a different way. So you're right. We have to have some balance in that. And I love the fact that a female said, my dad gave me business skills. So that's really great. So this isn't just a gender thing. You know, dads can speak into the lives of their daughters and talk about business and work ethics just as well. Well, here's a couple more, sort of a variation on those work themes.
A lesson my dad shared with me is always work with your hands, because then you'll learn more about the things you're working on.
My father taught me the value of good work, hard work, and honesty. If it wasn't for him, I wouldn't have accomplished half the things that I've done throughout my life. He was a very simple-minded, but yet hardworking person who I learned so much from. I'm just forever grateful for the lessons he taught me, especially about just being a good person and the value of good, honest, hard work.
You know, there seems to be a theme emerging here. Dads must be good at passing along work habits and secrets. Why do you think that is?
Well, they can model it. So, you know, again, the dad is still, even though we're maybe thinking that men and women can work the same amounts, most of the dads are out there trying to provide for the family. And so, you know, if they're doing their job, they're probably feeling like they've got to instill that into their kids. And that is one thing I saw. My dad never missed a day at work. He never took a sick day. He was always there. He was reliable, dependable. And those are really great things to pass on, because you're going to be successful with your family. But I think, again, we just want to warn dads to make sure that they're not workaholics, right, Chris?
Right. Yeah.
And that they're actually attending to the emotional needs of their family as well.
It would be terrible to live later in life and have your kids end up resenting all of the hard work you put into the family.
I love the honesty part, though, too, that they're talking about. And it's interesting that the one person said that his dad helped him work with his hands and thought that was really important.
You know, that's important, because today's dad still needs to be able to get out and change a tire, or, you know, do work around the house and this type of thing. And if I can be honest here, I think we're seeing a generation grow up that that doesn't necessarily work with their hands like we used to.
You can't get on your Alexa and tell her to change the tire, can you?
Exactly, that's right, yeah.
I'm not sure about that. Here are a few other great lessons dads teach their kids that we found. So we looked these up, and one is decision-making and strategizing. Now, I'm not sure, is that a dad thing? Or could that? I think I'm really good at teaching my kids decision-making and strategizing.
I think by and large, dad is going to be more black and white than mom. Mm. So when it comes time to make a decision, dad's the one that says, we're doing this. If the kids see some decisiveness there, maybe they get that from dad.
Well, let's listen to one person who talked about the value of an education and how to get ahead in our world.
One thing that comes to mind when I think of what I learned from dad is, an education is very important. That's one thing that cannot be taken away from you. And to always be kind.
Boy, that education was my dad. He felt like that was the ticket to a better life. And he pushed and pushed and pushed. We didn't even know in our family that there wasn't an option other than college. I went, what? People actually go do other things after high school? Because he was, you know, he just didn't have that advantage. And he really wanted us to go and to do that. So one of the other things we found, Chris, was the importance of responsibility that always accompanies our independence.
Mm-hmm.
So dads are, I think, are really good at saying, you know, you can be independent, you can go do that, but boy, you better take responsibility for whatever it is you're going to do. Did you get that from your dad?
Yeah, you were responsible for what happened. Whether you had success or you got yourself into trouble, you made your bed, so you lied in it type of thing.
Yeah, and I know one of the things that my husband does with the kids all the time is he tries to get them to stop procrastinating mm-hmm. and says, just get up, do it now.
Right.
I think dads are better at that. I'm like, they can talk me out of it. You know, they can give me a good excuse right. or they can go, Mom, and they can sort of have this emotional reaction. I'm like, yeah. Mm-hmm. But dads are like, get up there, get it done now. I think that's a gender difference again with women and men.
Could be, yeah.
So, are you the pusher or is Sharon the pusher?
Oh, I'm the pusher, definitely.
You're the pusher?
Yeah. So in your household, let's get this right. Dr. Norm says, Linda, I need you to tell the kids to stop procrastinating. And you say, I'll get around to it later.
Yeah, no, actually, neither of us have that problem. Right. So we both probably push in that way. Here's one that I have found with my own husband. He is the grammar and spell check person. He's right. always correcting us. Now, I don't think that's a gender thing. I don't know if that's a dad thing. I think he just had – his mom was an editor, and mm-hmm. so grammar was really right. big in their family, so he does that with us. So I think there's a lot of these that we could maybe think are lessons from dad that probably could be mom too, but this is in terms of what we found on the internet. As a good daughter, though, here's one that I can really relate to that someone said.
Okay, my dad is a car dealer, and he always said, if you take care of your car, it'll take care of you.
No, listen, my dad always said, I want to see the guy's car when I would go on a date.
Right.
And he would, I go, what are you talking about? Why would you want to see the car?
Yeah.
And he would say, I'm going to look in that car. If he doesn't take care of that car, he's not going to take care of you.
See, that got me once because my car was too small. They were afraid that their daughter would be in danger in an accident. I had a small little compact car.
Oh, you
car.
Did? Okay.
So I said, no, not you can't use that vehicle. So I had to borrow mom and dad's big boat that they had. And then I eventually got a bigger car just so I could take her out. So.
But my dad would look to see if it was clean when you came pick me up. See, that was the issue.
Right.
Take care of that thing.
Well, this was clean. It just wasn't big enough.
Well, let's listen to a couple more.
The lesson my dad taught me was to always enjoy the time you have with family and to enjoy the little things in life.
A lesson my dad always taught me was balance and that everything in life has to be kept in balance.
I know who that one is, I think. That's our son. The voice sounds very familiar. And right. if you ask them both, I think we were talking about this before the show and we were saying, you know, what do you remember? What do you remember most about dad? And both of them right away said, oh, that's easy. Balance.
Balance.
Balance, balance, balance life.
And see, that's what I mentioned earlier about balance, because you can have a dad who says, you know what, I need to provide for my family, so I'll be at work 12 hours a day, 6 days a week. That's important, but he also needs to be home.
Right.
You know, what a stressful situation being a dad, knowing that you have those two responsibilities, and balancing those two are tough.
I think it's good. I think my husband did a great job of that, so I'll mm-hmm. just give a shout out to Norm right now and just right. say that he modeled that for the kids and showed him that. Well, let's listen to a couple more before we go to the break.
One of the greatest things my dad taught me was my love of Mexican food, first off, and that food is meant to be enjoyed and have bold flavors. Some of the other things that my dad always taught me was that no matter where I am in the world, he'll always be there or he'll always come pick me up. Obviously, if I'm across the world, then it'll be a phone call or FaceTime, but wherever I am, he'll be there for me. And then lastly, that trust is one of the greatest things in a relationship, in a family, and without trust, it's something that you earn, and that if it's messed up or if it's skewed, that's something you really have to work on to repair, because without trust, you know, you can't really move forward in life.
Wow, there's a lot in that one. Mm. I like the Mexican food part first.
Right, yeah. Anytime we talk about bold flavors in food, we have to leave here and go to lunch.
I know. I know. That's right, so true, isn't it? But boy, what a bunch of great points about trust in a relationship. And I mm-hmm. love the fact that there is a daughter who feels like no matter what, her dad's going to be there for her.
Right.
And he's going to come and get her mm-hmm. if he's able in any situation. What a great gift to give to your child.
Well, after the short break, Dr. Linda will be back to wrap up today's special tribute to our fathers and the lessons we have all learned from dad.
Okay, well, having a close relationship with your dad teaches you many things. Dads tend to be more of risk takers. Moms are overcautious. And so the drive to excel, anything that you want to do. Dad and I worked on cars together. We went fishing together. He didn't say, oh, well, you're a girl. You can't do that. And I think the other thing, too, that he probably taught me was not just perseverance, but patience. He was one that he would sit down and talk through things.
Everyone worries, don't they? Well, just listen to the nightly news or read the economic forecast or even talk to your family. Hi, I'm Dr. Linda Mental. Opportunities to worry present themselves many times during our day. So why would God tell us not to worry when it almost seems like it's impossible? First, He knows the physical damage worry does to our bodies. Second, He wants to calm us down by taking the burden of control away from us. Hey, we don't have control, no matter how much we think we do, He does. And third, He wants us to trust Him. The root of worry is doubting God. Doubt is not trusting that God is who He says He is, or He will do what He says He will do. So every day, take your worries to God. Rehearse His goodness, accept His grace, and walk in the confidence that He is in control and He's working all things for your good. Are you a mom or a dad trying to do your best to raise a healthy weight child in an unhealthy eating culture? Do you often struggle with how to respond when your child asks if she is fat or if he needs to lose weight? Do you wonder what is normal and how do I best impact my child and his or her eating habits? Well, hi, I'm Dr. Linda Mental, and my book, Raising Healthy Kids in an Unhealthy World, teaches parents how to raise healthy kids in an overscheduled, fast food, video game world by making simple choices, easy changes, and instilling good habits that will improve everyone's life today and forever. Winner of the Mom's Choice Award, Raising Healthy Kids in an Unhealthy World, will give you this confidence, the confidence you need to take charge of your child's eating and raise a healthy weight child.
Raising Healthy Kids in an Unhealthy World. Available on Dr. Linda's website, drlindamental.com, and available online where books are sold.
Welcome back to the Dr. Linda Mental Show. You know, maybe we should acknowledge that not everyone has a dad who is still alive, and some have not really had a great paternal role model in life.
I had a difficult relationship with my father growing up as he was an alcoholic and there was divorce in the family. The one thing I truly remember him teaching me at that time and then later on in life is that if you head down a path and it's not the right path, you can always turn around and go the other direction.
Wow. So that I think that's really important for each of us to hear. So here's a man who had a difficult father relationship, and yet he's looking for something in that relationship that could give him some help in life. So he did still had a lesson from his dad. And I think we have to think about that, that dads aren't perfect. A lot of dads may have their own problems and their own troubles. They may have come from families where they had a lot of difficulty, and maybe they didn't have good role models either. But there's always something, Chris, in a relationship where we can look and we can find something maybe in that relationship that we can say we learned from or was a positive. Don't you agree?
I would agree, yes. And you know, honoring parents, especially dads, who we feel they may not really deserve our love and gratitude. Dr. Linda, what do you make of the scripture that commands us to honor them?
So that's a good question about how do we honor a dad who's been difficult, and we really don't feel like they deserve it. I mean, we don't deserve the kind of love that we get from God.
Right.
And God still has a relationship with us. So, yeah, I think what we're looking at is the Old Testament command in Exodus, the Ten Commandments, where God says, honor your father and mother so that you may live long in the land the Lord your God is giving you.
And later, Paul reminds us in Ephesians 6:2 that this is the first commandment with a promise.
Yeah, but you notice that nowhere in the verse are we given a chance to get off the hook? We can't
right.
do that. So let's listen to one more person who had something to say about a lesson she learned from her father.
It's hard for me to list one important thing that my dad has taught me because he is so important in my life. My dad has taught me to be a woman of Christ above all and that I should strive to serve and to love God before I love myself and before I even love my husband. So that is probably the most important thing he's ever taught me. And he's taught me multiple other things, but that's probably the most important in my life.
That's probably the most important is to be a woman of God. But let's go right to a story because we've got one more lady who tells a great story about her dad. I think it'd be a great story to close with.
My dad is no longer with us, but while he was alive, he had a flat tire one day, went into a gas station to get it repaired, and there happened to be a priest sitting there, and my dad asked him if he could confess his sins, since my dad was raised in Catholic and was in that faith. He had lost his way, and obviously at that moment he just felt like it was a God wink, maybe, that he had met this priest in this gas station, and the father said sure, and they went for a walk, and my dad confessed a long list of sins and trials and things that he had gone through and was fretting over and dealing with. And the priest said, you know, I hear your confession. I want you to go say your rosary. And my dad proceeded to go home at that point and call me, asking me, how was he going to figure out how to say his rosary? He forgot how to do them. The priest had given him a plastic rosary. And I said, Dad, you know, just go online, Google it, how to say my rosary and print it off. And I said, you know, that way you can say your rosary. How many times you got to say it? And he said, he told me that I had to say it 21 times. And I was like, well, Dad, you know, it's not a task you can't handle. You got time. That's great. That's awesome. And so at that point, you know, after my father died, I actually went and closed out his home, and I found the printed off rosary. It was dated, and it was December before he had major surgery the following year, which actually basically took him out. God called him home. But it was interesting to find that plastic rosary and the write up on how to say rosary. And the lesson basically is it's never too late to ask God's grace and salvation and mercy. And I'm confident in my person and in my heart that my dad is with the Lord.
Well, it's never too late. And so thank you to all the dads who have given so much to their children, have been examples of God's love. We honor you this weekend, and we thank you for the countless lessons learned from you over the years. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Many thanks to our producer, Norm Minto, the father of our children, an engineer and social media producer, and my co-host, Chris Weigel, who makes the show a conversation, from all of us here at Faith Radio. We'll talk to you next weekend. In the meantime, remember, we're enjoying celebrating your father this weekend. Enjoy it. And remember, we're doing life together, and it's better when you don't have to do it alone. Happy Father's Day. Well, thanks for listening to this conversation from the Dr. Linda Mintel Show. These podcasts are available because of listener support. You can make a gift now at myfaithradio.com. And thanks for sharing this audio link with a friend and helping us grow the impact of the Dr. Linda Mintel Show. Also, take a moment to subscribe to the podcast today at iTunes or your podcast player, and you'll never miss a show.